We're going to talk Gopher hockey. Yeah, believe it or not, the season opener this weekend, Lindenwood out of St. Charles, Missouri, newcomer to the Division I scene, is in town for a Saturday-Sunday weekend non-conference showdown. And we have one of the Gopher stars with us, the associate captain, Jackson Nelson from Laverne, Minnesota. Jackson, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
How excited are you here? The season, I know you've had a lot of work to put in the off season. You guys never get any rest. It's a long season, but the real thing is here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's here already. It doesn't seem like the end of September, but it's time to go, and we're ramping it up this week, and we'll be ready to go for the weekend.
Take us through that off season where you have teammates who are drafted, you have teammates who are playing in tournaments and NHL prospects camps and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden, you show up, and in a couple of weeks, you have a first game.
Yeah, it kind of starts off kind of figuring out with the transfer portal who's coming back, who's staying, who's doing this and that, and then kind of getting through that and finding out who your team is and meeting them in the weight room, getting the freshmen acclimated to the summer and working out with them in June and July. And, you know, July is a development camp, so a lot of people are going different places and getting drafted. And the World Juniors was this past summer, so we had some guys leaving for that. And, yeah, it was a really busy summer, and I think everyone got better, and we're all here for the same goal this year.
Yeah, did you get a chance to get away for a minute, too, to get your body and mind refreshed?
Yeah, I went home. Actually, had a trip out in Montana at the end of July, and then I stayed home for August, and I came back like August 25th. And it's good to be home and get re-energized for the season.
What did you get to do out in Montana?
We went up to Glacier National Park twice. We did some hiking up there, Logan Pass, and we went on a boat ride out there at St. Mary's Lake, and just being out in the mountains was beautiful and fun.
Sounds fun. I'm a little jealous. I'm sure you had a good time for sure. Well, you mentioned, you know, who's coming back. You've got the roster now set. The workouts are in. Season is here. A really good year last year, obviously, all the way to the Frozen Four. A lot of those guys back. You got a talented group of newcomers. So what as you go in, is the mentality of this team looking long picture now, long-term pictures to, you know, how good can you be, and what's the key to making sure you get to where you want to get?
Yeah, getting to where we want to get, I think it just kind of starts with practices these last 3 weeks and just getting the building blocks set. Don't try to do too much in the first month. You know, we got these two games this weekend and then Mankato the next weekend. So we don't really have much time. We only had 3 weeks with the coaches. So just getting ready and being prepared, taking one day at a time, not looking too far ahead. But, yeah, we definitely have the team to do something special this year.
Knowing where you were last year, how hard is that not to try to look ahead and say, we just want to, you know, you want to get back to that that final semi, you know, the semifinal, and hopefully on to the final and on down the road? Because it is such a long season. I'm sure there are times where you're trying to peek ahead, but you know it's a grind.
Yeah, I mean, especially just looking back last year, like our goalie left midseason, guys leaving for the Olympics. I got hurt in the middle of the season. It was just up and down, and we kind of stayed together. And if we kind of teach the freshmen how to do that, just stay even and stay consistent, I think we'll get back to that end goal. But like you said, it's kind of hard not to just look ahead and just want to be there right now, but enjoying the journey on the way there will be the best part.
Yeah, that is certainly something to enjoy, the process with which wherever you end up, you can enjoy it along the way. How much fun do you guys have together? Is this a good close-knit group at this point?
Yeah, I mean, so we've only known each other for 4 weeks because not all the freshmen are here this summer. But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun already. We're having fun going to football games and just being together and enjoying each other's company.
Do you know much about Lindenwood yet? How much of a scouting report will you guys need to go with when the Lions get to town?
Yeah, we honestly haven't really looked at them quite yet. I'm sure either tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday we'll get to that. But Coach Kinsclan wants to put in our systems and worry about ourselves before we try to look too far ahead.
You mentioned your injury last year, and then once you got over that injury, you became a key factor in that run into the postseason with the Big Ten tournament and then in the NCAA. Two-part question. One, how frustrating does that be for an athlete who knows you can be a factor in the on-ice product and then not being able to get out there? And then two, how much of a jolt was it to get back on the ice and know that you did have a piece in making some history there with this program?
Yeah, the first part, it really sucks getting injured. I mean, you just got to keep a positive mindset. And while you're not playing, you just got to work hard and be on off the ice and do what you can to get better every day, whether it's rehab or lifting upper body or doing whatever you can to get better and still be there for your teammates and be supportive, even though you're not out there with them. But yeah, getting back, I think it was my first game back, I ended up scoring a goal, which felt really good, not being on the ice for basically 2 months, I think it was. So yeah, that was an unreal feeling, and being a part of that team was really special.
You guys, we mentioned that freshman class. It's now getting integrated. It's obviously a lot has been talked about. A bunch of those guys got drafted, and we know about Cooley and what he's done as the second or third overall pick now. I forget where, but it was up there too, I think, wasn't it? But anyway, how have they fit in? What are you seeing from them? Give us a little behind the scenes. Lift the curtain a little for us and tell us what you guys are seeing from those newcomers.
Yeah, they're really good players, but they're even better people. So really good teammates, really fun to be around. You know, there's this 18-year-old kid's kind of being a little funny and getting together in the locker room. It's pretty fun.
Do you remember when you came in as a freshman and knowing what you went through then, and maybe you had some guys that took you under your wing, and you now in turn try to play that role a little bit with these new guys too?
Yeah, we kind of try to go out to eat with each other, go to Beerman together and grab some food and just try to spend time with the freshmen, make sure everything's going all right and make sure they're getting acclimated to the college life and not skipping their classes. So trying to keep them accountable with that stuff.
Yeah, make sure they're ready to go for sure. Now, when you look at from inexperienced guys coming in but highly talented and try to contribute to, on the other end of that, highly skilled guys who have some experience, thinking of yourself and Nyes and Faber and Lacombe, and I'm sure I miss Johnson and some others. How are those guys? They had also some heavy workload, some of them this summer as well. How much and how important is it for you and those experienced guys to kind of be the leaders?
Yeah, definitely. We got to lead by example. That's kind of what we've been talking about the last 2 weeks is as leaders, we just got to lead by example. And all the freshmen are always watching, seeing what we're doing. So just trying to be our best and keeping each other accountable to keep them accountable. And yeah, you mentioned Faber, Johnson, and Lacombe. All our D are coming back except for one. And I think those will be really good D and it'll be hard to score on us.
And it's always good to have – you mentioned the goaltending situation, how it flipped in the middle of the year, and then it turned out beautiful, right? And to have him back's got to be a big thing too.
Yeah. You know, last year just not playing any games and then jumping in there as a starter is kind of nerve-wracking, but he knew he had the guys on his side, and we always had his back in practice. He's the hardest worker, so – it was easy to get behind him and play for him, and he knows that going into this year.
Yeah, it should be fun to watch. Now, I got to ask you, Laverne, Minnesota, it's not like big hockey area, right? I mean, you think of the Iron Range, and you think of in the northern part of the state, and then Metro. How did you get involved in hockey from Laverne, and how much pride do you take of representing that part of the state when probably there aren't a lot of high-end, like yourself, hockey players from that area?
Yeah, you know, my dad, he when he was playing hockey, he wasn't involved with school yet. It wasn't organized through the school. So his dad didn't let him play hockey, made him play basketball in high school. And he wanted me to play hockey. And I started playing hockey and I loved it. And he was my coach pretty much up until high school. So he was always there for me. And yeah, it was just kind of a dream come true to come here as well.
And how did you know right away when you had skates on that you had something special, that you're pretty good?
Well, the first time I had skates on, I was cutting my mom's legs, so.
So you didn't know right away.
Good right away, but.
At what point in your life did you figure out, like, hey, if I keep working hard and keep progressing, I've got a shot to do something special in this sport?
Yeah, I attended the Brick tournament when I was 10. That's a big tournament up in Canada, and Minnesota usually has a team that goes up there, and I got invited to do that. And then I think I was 12. I was doing a bunch of tournaments in Toronto, Chicago. I was playing for the Bauer Selects in the summer. So just trying to get my name out there, getting recognized. And I ended up being good at football and baseball too. So I wasn't focusing just on hockey. I wanted to play those and be with my friends and just enjoy the moment.
How important do you think that is? Because I know a lot of high-end hockey guys specialize, and that's fine. It's turned out fine. But for you to maybe be involved in other sports and hang out with your friends and create some team work that way too.
Yeah, I mean, I think even when you're younger, it's just being with your friends and having fun's the main priority, and just getting to learn different things. And you face different adversities playing different sports. There's different things thrown at you, whether you're playing football and you got to make sure that you're all a team. And because there's 11 guys on the ice, whereas hockey, there's only six. So being bigger part of that, and baseball is bigger than that too. It is 9 guys on the field and only 6 in hockey. So just being in a team sport is always the best, I think.
Well, man, I can't believe it's already to start, but it is this weekend, Minnesota and Lindenwood. I know you're excited. I'm excited to watch as well. Best of luck with this season opener, and we'll be in touch as the season rolls on.
Thank you.